Glad to be joined by the Vice Mayor of Santa Rosa. Chris Rogers is here. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Pat.
It's an interesting time for the city of Santa Rosa. By the way, I'll be in the square tonight as part of the Ashes Fell Like Snow exhibit that'll be unveiled this evening at 6 o'clock. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, I'll definitely be out there with you, Pat,
Right
after our Open Government Task Force meeting. It started to go up yesterday. It is a pretty incredible exhibit.
You know, I've been wondering, and Roman Cho, who's the photographer who put this whole thing together, portraits and stories from fire survivors, all different kinds of them, that will be exhibited outdoors, obviously, in the square for the next couple of weeks, and the kickoff is tonight. And he brought in, you know, the portraits basically are on banners, is the best way to describe them, I think. But the setup is unusual. It's going to be very unique. Unique there starting at 6 o'clock tonight.
It is, and I can tell you, I just left City Hall where staff were really excited, not just by the exhibit, but by having a new type of utilization of the square and hoping that this really sets the standard so that other art exhibits and other things of this nature will be able to be there in the future.
Yeah, it's sort of an expanded view of what can take place in the square, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, speaking of the square itself, what's the projected open date for the new hotel?
I actually don't know. It's a good question, Pat. I know that there have been talks with the developer about opening up sort of the breezeway for some events to really sort of show it off. But I walked by it the other day and it is making some progress. So I would suspect early of next year.
Early 2019. That will be something to see itself. Oh, congratulations. The election is certified. There's a new city council person to join you.
It is. And Victoria Fleming ultimately did prevail in what is the first district elections for Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
Obviously, we had three up this time, and Councilmember Schwethelm and Sawyer were reelected as well. But she is the first new district representative for our community, and she's bringing with her just a load of passion, as well as her background in mental health that I think is going to be really key, especially as we grapple with things like homelessness in the city.
So she doesn't get to come in until a week from Tuesday. Is that correct, the 18th?
That's correct.
Okay.
Our agenda on the 18th, the last couple of items are the reorganization, where she will officially take her seat, then the election of the new mayor and the new vice mayor, and then we will gavel out and be in recess until January.
Very, very good. And so the new mayor will be decided. And that's, is it kind of like a roundtable discussion, Chris, among the council members as to who wants to be mayor and then a vote on who should be mayor?
So it's actually really interesting, Pat, because we are within the constraints of the Brown Act, which means that no council member can talk to more than two people.
Uh-oh.
Because you can't create a majority that's absent discussions at the dais.
I see.
And you also can't talk to somebody about what they've heard from other people, because otherwise you're still figuring out how the vote is going to go.
Uh-huh.
So I think typically with the mayor's vote, your work over the previous couple of years needs to stand for itself a little bit. There is definitely some discussions that do happen where appropriate. And then at the council meeting, you end up, I believe, hearing public comment on it, and then we vote.
And then we vote. Well, I'm coming back from vacation on that day because I do not want to miss a minute of this.
It will, I think, have fewer fireworks than in years past, but it is certainly a big decision for the council moving forward, particularly with our issues around rebuild and housing and homelessness. So
Absolutely.
A lot going on, and we need to make sure that the council is united and moving in a good direction.
And the day that that Mayor Chris Corsi steps aside from the council, and that will be a big deal for Santa Rosans and really all of Sonoma County. So that will be an important day, too. That's December the 18th, and I'll bet at this stage of the game, Victoria Fleming is chomping at the bit.
She is in the audience every single week.
Yeah. At
coming up to speed and making sure that she can hit the ground running. So we all really appreciate it. I love when we see council members doing the work and putting in the time.
Absolutely. And back to the district elections for a minute. It sounds to me, Chris, like Windsor's ticked off about having to deal with this issue at all. They got the letter too. from the attorney saying, we're going to sue you if, you know, if you don't switch to district elections. But Windsor does not want to do it.
Yeah, and there's obviously nobody is ever going to want to say, or even I think especially in progressive Northern California, wants to have disenfranchisement of any type of voter. I think where the frustration comes in is that this is an individual attorney who utilizes loopholes or a flawed process for determining if there has been disenfranchisement to get a payday. He has gotten multi-million dollars out of other jurisdictions that he sued over.
Yeah.
And even if Windsor were to say, okay, we absolutely agree and we're switching, they still owe him $30,000 just for the letter that he sent.
At this stage of the game. Yeah.
And so I think with Santa Rosa, we absolutely needed to implement district elections. We had for a long time disenfranchised the Latino community in Santa Rosa. We had to make the change. But we're also 175,000 people.
Yeah.
And Windsor is, I believe, about 20,000 people.
Yeah. It's about the size of Paradise.
Yes. But it will give better geographic representation to their city if they end up going that direction.
Well, the 15 cities who fought this law firm in court have all lost, every one of them. So it's kind of a moot point. It's probably going to happen anyway for Windsor, but they're having a 90-day period where they say they'll consider switching.
It is a really interesting conversation, Pat, that not just about how do we conduct our elections, but I think from the vantage point that I'm sitting in, how we end up campaigning as candidates. I will tell you, my election in 2016 was a violation of the California Voting Rights Act because Don Taylor was a preferred candidate by the Latino community in that race. My campaign was very heavily targeted in terms of field. We knocked on 20,000 doors.
Yeah.
And when you have limited resources, you go where you know people end up voting. And that in and of itself ends up creating a feedback loop where communities become disenfranchised because they were not voting to begin with and they have nobody who's engaging them to get them to vote as well. We need to change the way we campaign so much as we need to change the way that we conduct our elections.
Well, that is a very good testament for district elections right there, Chris.
It is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is, Pat.
Very much so. And of course, we'll see the ramifications of that even more so as we move forward with district elections. What else is on the table for the city of Santa Rosa?
So we just implemented our renewal enterprise district, Pat, which we had talked a little bit about, is a partnership with the county and the city of Santa Rosa to move forward on regional housing solutions to build affordable units. And the idea is pretty simple, Pat. When we look at housing developments that we would never say no to, whether the criteria is that they are net zero energy or that they have a certain level of affordability built into them, and if they're in our appropriate locations, such as our downtowns and priority development areas, streamline those projects and help find them financing to get them off the ground. And so I think it'll be a really good thing for us. 2 years from now, after we've done our pilot, other cities will be able to join as well. And I suspect that 4-5 years down the road, we'll have pretty much every city that's along Highway 101 in Sonoma County part of this renewal enterprise district. At least I certainly hope so.
Yeah, that is a big bite to take out of it, that's for sure. And one other thing I wanted to talk to you about, Chris, and that is this plan to coordinate with PG&E when the utility decides to cut power during a fire weather situation. And it sounds like the county has a plan in place for conference calls to be taking place with both countywide and with obviously city and local agencies too. Do you think that's a good idea? And will it put off the decision-making process?
No, I think what's going to happen, Pat, is we have to look at how PG&E did their first de-energization earlier in the year and when they chose not to do it, which was up at Butte County, obviously. They were in the process of doing that, and they ended up stopping and not de-energizing, though I don't know that it would have mattered.
Yeah.
What we are going to do is we're going to have a study session early next year to really talk about how did it occur, what gaps were there in notification, and I can tell you from constituent emails and phone calls I've gotten, there were some significant gaps in communication on how this was going to play out. We need to really build in a plan that is both a cultural shift in Santa Rosa as well as a cultural shift in PG&E about how we approach safety when it comes to wildfires. And that'll occur really early next year, a chance to review it and a chance for the public to weigh in and tell us how they would like to be notified, what safeguards they'd like put up in place as we move forward.
Yeah, because it's a part of our lives moving forward. There's no question about that. Well, Chris, glad to talk to you. We'll see you tonight over at the Square.
Absolutely. I'll see you there, Pat.
All right. That is Vice Mayor Chris Rogers from the City of Santa Rosa. And yes, it will be tonight in the Square at 6 p.m. It's the Roman Chow exhibit. He calls it Ashes Fell Like Snow. And I think he photographed and interviewed about 30 people, maybe 31 people. And again, all of that, you know, the obviously written interviews and the photographs will be displayed really around the perimeter of the Square beginning tonight at 6 o'clock, and then that exhibit will remain there through about the 29th of December. So lots of opportunities to see it, and as the Vice Mayor said, a great way to envision other uses for the downtown square, not just for events anymore. And this is put together with help from an organization called Art in Public Places, and a great organization. I'm looking forward to talking to them tonight too. So that's at 6 p.m. tonight in the Square, Ashes Fell Like Snow.